Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be careful of what you ask for, because you just might get it. Have you ever had that experience?
Absolutely.
You think you want something, and then after you get it, you find out that other things came along with it that maybe you did not want or did not like. Jesus' disciples, James and John, may have had that experience in the event reported in the gospel reading today, the fifth Sunday in Lent. They asked Jesus to grant them to sit, one at Jesus' right hand and one at his left, in his glory. Jesus said they did not know what they were asking for, and asked them if they were able to drink the cup that he drinks and to be baptized with the baptism with which he was baptized. They said they were able to do those things, and Jesus said that they would do them, but that to sit at his right hand or at his left was not his to grant. James and John's request made the rest of the disciples indignant, and so Jesus spoke to them again about the need for them to humble themselves as a servant and a slave, just as he himself came not to be served, but to serve by giving his life as a ransom for all. The Greek word is many, but the meaning is all. St. Mark's divinely inspired gospel account does not tell us exactly what James and John were thinking or precisely why the ten were indignant. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus had told the 12 that when he sat on his glorious throne, they also would sit on thrones and judge or lead the 12 tribes of Israel. So James and John's request to sit at Jesus' right and left at least seems to have proceeded from faith in Jesus and in his word. Faith in such glory, even though the death and resurrection had just again been prophesied by Jesus in the verses immediately before our reading. And along with Peter and Andrew, James and John do seem to have been closer to Jesus than the other eight disciples. Perhaps in James and John's cases, due to what may have been family ties to Jesus. Still, they also seem to have thought of themselves as closer to Jesus than they in fact were. And they may also have had wrong ideas about lording over and exercising authority that might come with sitting on thrones with Jesus. Some of the other 10 disciples similarly may have thought of themselves as closer to Jesus than James and John, or likewise to have had wrong ideas about being rulers or great ones. And while they all knew about the rulers of the Gentiles, none of them seemed to have known or understood about the cup of suffering and the baptism of death that they would experience on the path to whatever glory they would have. What about us? Do we have faith in Jesus and in his word about even our sitting on thrones with him? Do we have a right regard for where we stand in his church? Do we want to lord it over and exercise authority over others? Or do we live as servants and slaves among our fellow believers? Do we know and understand about the cup of suffering and the baptism of death that we experience on the path to the glory that God has promised us? For all our failings, are we sorry? And do we ultimately trust God to forgive us on the account of the ransom that Jesus, the Son of Man, paid for us? As we sang in the intro this morning, the Lord has heard our pleas for mercy. He has inclined his ear to us, and he has delivered our souls from the snares of death and the pangs of Sheol that we deserve on account of our sin. contrary to any false ideas about the disciples or ourselves exercising authority in God's kingdom, all three of the readings appointed for today emphasize the kingdom's being about forgiveness of sins. In the Old Testament reading, the Lord promises that under the new covenant he makes with his spiritual Israel, he will forgive our iniquity and remember our sins no more. In the epistle reading, the divinely inspired author describes how Jesus Christ was appointed by God as a high priest to offer the sacrifices, the sacrifice of himself for our sins, and so to become the source of eternal salvation for all who believe. And in the gospel reading, Jesus describes the service that he came to render as giving his life as a ransom for all. Indeed, instead of our suffering the pains of hell, Jesus suffered on the cross for us. There, God in the man, Jesus, died as a substitute, sufficient for the sins of the whole world. There, he paid our ransom to God the Father, so that the devil can no longer accuse us of sin. When we as individuals believe that Jesus has paid our individual debts in full, then God truly forgives our sin for Jesus' sake, whatever our sin might be. In his giving his life as a ransom for us, Jesus drank the cup of suffering, the cup of his Father's holy and righteous wrath against us on account of our sin, the portion or allotment that we deserved to drink. And Jesus was so afflicted by his Father because Jesus identified with us in his baptism, voluntarily taking on our sins. In the gospel reading, St. Mark uniquely records Jesus' pairing, his drinking a cup and being baptized, essentially as descriptions of his suffering and death for us. Jesus' suffering and death give substance to his sacraments, and his sacraments give an accessible form to us of his death. As we, with water and the word, are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are baptized into his death. And even little children are so welcomed into the kingdom of God, lest we risk the Lord's indignation. At baptismal fonts like this one, we are baptized with Jesus' baptism. And at altars and rails like these, we drink of his cup. The benefits of Jesus' suffering and death mean that instead of a cup of suffering, we partake of a cup of salvation, a cup of blessing. The cup of the New Testament in his blood, the blood of his violent death. In the sacrament of the altar, Jesus' body and his blood, in with and under bread and wine, give us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. In these ways, through his word and sacraments, God's servants serve us, delivering to us the benefits of his suffering and death, and thereby enabling us to endure the suffering and possibly death that Jesus knows we will experience on our path to glory. Be careful of what you ask for you just might get it. Of course, even though James and John drank of Jesus' cup and were baptized with his baptism, they did not get what they asked for to sit at Jesus' right and left, because it was not Jesus's to grant. But James and John got, and we get, something better. Jesus's ransom for sins, given through such means as baptism and the sacrament of the altar. As Jesus instructs us with his teaching and enables us by his life of service, we live as servants and slaves among our fellow believers. And when we fail to live in that or any other way, we, with repentance and faith, live in the forgiveness of sins, loving the Lord, calling on him, and being delivered as long as we live. Amen. Paul was shaking his head. I don't know why the rest of you just didn't join in. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.